My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Question of the day, ladies and gentlemen. What is the single most exciting play in all of sports? 713-572-4610 is the number to text to get involved. You can also respond on YouTube and Twitch. I'm looking at those as well. We're getting people chiming in, weighing in. Before we get there, we were talking about the full year one of CJ Stroud as Texans starter, as he was named starter a year ago yesterday.
Yeah.
By D'Amico Ryans. And Villa Maurice on the YouTube said, just like Tom Brady, that is, CJ can go get that Super Bowl year two with a strong squad. I think that is plausible.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's even a little different than Tom Brady, because it feels like, and I'll pull up the stats just to make sure that I'm 100% right on this.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady in year two, still, I don't think he had nearly the command of the offense that CJ Stroud already does. Like, he is so integral to how they go about things,
yeah,
and how they will go about things passing the football compared to Tom Brady. I think that if they manage to make it happen, it will be more impressive.
I think Tom Brady reached that level in the postseason, if I'm remembering that season right. Like, yeah, it was like the man, look at what the Patriots are doing. Great defense, running game.
It kind of reminded me of Brock Purdy a little bit.
Back then.
Yeah, back then.
Yes.
Where, you wasn't the best. You ain't had to do too much because you had a great cast around you.
And then in the postseason is when you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Now he's carrying this squad.
Yeah.
So that's what it felt like. But, I'm with you. I think there is no mistaking that this is more C.J. Stroud. Than back then it was Tom Brady.
Well, I mean, look, there's a long way to go till you get to a Super Bowl situation. And D'Amico Ryans actually talked about that on Nightcap with Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp. We'll get to that later during the program. But right now, question of the day: What do you believe is the most exciting play in all of sports? And that was inspired by a little bit of baseball by the Astros.
Pena, close play at first. Altuve's going to try to score, and Jose's in there.
Caught him sleeping.
Bryce Harper taking his time on that close play at first, and Altuve noticed and took off for the plate and scored the first run.
Jose Altuve feeling a little risky out there, took a risk and scored.
Stealing home is on the list.
Oh, yeah, it's up there.
Stealing home is on the list. But for me, stealing home is probably more appropriately on the list. When it's a true old school, the pitcher goes into his windup and the dude takes off.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to catching Bryce Harper sleeping and technically getting us. I mean, it's still an awesome play, don't get me wrong. But, like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's always funny. The pitchers just be sitting there kind of dozing off. And all of a sudden, he trying to throw the ball fast and miss him totally.
That's the most awesome stolen home. Like the old Jackie Robinson clip that we see from the postseason. The guy goes into the windup and Jackie Robinson just takes
all
off.
All you see is dirt.
He's like, I'm going to beat the pitch home is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I mean, I really want to just put like most stolen bases up there as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, Am I just like not being appreciative? It feels like a stolen base doesn't have that same je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, but stealing anymore. That's impressive. But stealing home.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, stealing I'm home I'm right there
where
with
the
you.
Ball is going.
Yes,
the ball is going there.
Yeah.
To me, that is definitely on the list. I got some other candidates.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much excitement in sports. Hell, if there weren't more candidates, yeah. What are we doing? With
what
sports,
are we? Why are
right?
we even here? And then you guys add yours as you see fit. But these are the ones that popped into mind for me. Inside the park home run.
Definitely.
Dude. Okay.
Baseball, when you get things action on the base paths, real action, mm-hmm. that's where I think it gets super exciting. And, of course, baseball for the heady fans mm-hmm. and heady observers, like it's that battle between pitcher and hitter. Like what is the sequences? Yeah. What are you trying to accomplish? What is that cat and mouse game? But I guess for like the unwashed masses like myself, like, hey, man, get on these base paths, run around. Like, let's see that level of competition. And if you're going all the way around and we're seeing the panic in the outfield of an outfielder trying to gather the ball and you send it in and cutoffs and all those types, hell, even the Little League World Series where you have somebody throwing the ball into the outfield, those types of things end up being very entertaining. And so you get all of that kind of in that inside of the park situation.
You got a shot into the gap and you got a fast dude at the plate and he just turns it on.
Yeah, man.
You know what's coming. You can feel the buildup. And then, oh, they're sending him, from third. And
the play at the plate.
That's an exciting play.
Yeah, we start getting down to, like, the essence of competition, which for me is, like, running, right? Like, if you just get down to, I am running and I will beat you to this point.
Yeah.
Right? That's where, I think that's the very essence of, like, sports competition. You cannot beat me to this point.
Yeah.
And you kind of get that.
It's a great play.
Hey, man, I'm at second. I'm turning the corner on third. You going to beat me at home? Because I'm getting there first.
Yeah, it's funny you said that, too, because the first play I thought about is a kickoff return.
Yes. Kickoff return's up there.
Yeah, no matter how it's going, man, when somebody get the going and get in the open field and just running for their life.
Yeah.
That's always that always make you stand up a little bit, like
especially because you have that roller coaster of emotions where you're like, I think we've gotten to the place where kickoffs were like, this is routine, and then you start on the uptick.
Uh-oh.
Where you go, is that a gap? Nah, he not gonna hit it. Oh, I think he's hitting it, and then you're at that high, and you're like, one more to beat.
Yeah,
you hear
then
the kicker hit him.
Then you see the kicker kind of flailing, trying to.
No, you hear the commentary like, oh, he got room, he got blockers.
That's on the list.
Is kick return better than punt return though?
Yes, I like kick return better.
Yeah,
that's 100. That's 100 yards, man. The other three that I have on my list, you can technically say all three are football, but one is with a U, and that is a PK save for a win. Like you're like the dude puts the soccer ball on the spot. The goalkeeper, the goalie's just kind of trying to figure it out. Dude just slams a shot to the net. Boom, saves it. They win. I love a PK save. I love a PK save.
Can I?
Yeah.
And as a soccer guy, like I love a PK save in the right stakes. A lot of this requires
the stakes. World Cup, Euro Cup, whatever.
Yeah, but I don't know that I'm putting this as high. I do wonder. Can I interest you, fine gentlemen, in a posterized dunk?
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Just an open court dunk. That is what it is. And maybe we've just gotten so many of them that it's not as high. But when you have, again, I'm going to beat you to the spot. You're trying to stop me, but I will throw this ball through the hoop regardless. Like a real dunk. I don't want these Blake Griffins. I'm tossing it in. Like I'm really like on top of your head top.
Let me add a level to that.
Okay.
A posterized dunk off an alley-oop.
Oh.
That that to me is like, woo. You're like, what is he doing? Oh.
Yeah.
Two more. Hail Mary TD. Hail Mary touchdown.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Big one for me.
But will you go Hail Mary, or would you rather go
the lateral,
like just we are throwing the ball around, pitchy, pitchy, woo-woo, as Scott Van Pelt will call?
Yeah. And then the last one for me, and maybe this is just a personal preference, I love a good fake field goal, man.
Oh, yeah. Fake field goal, especially because we're getting dudes that are not intended to do this way.
Yes.
A lot of times, sometimes you'll have, either a quarterback getting out here a punter or a kicker.
Yeah. When was the last time we seen a fake field goal? We usually see fake
punts.
You
don't see them as much.
Yeah, you see fake punts.
Yeah.
But we don't really see a fake field goal now.
I like the fake punt, too.
I like the fake punt, too.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. What about as far as other sports, boxing, like a knockout?
Oh,
An early knockout.
Like a
Tyson. Oh, they're about 37 seconds. Oh, that's it.
True knockout. Not a TKO. Because, a TKO, a true knockout, exhilarating. Because that's what we're all here for. We get into that primal part of ourselves where we're like, oh, kill him. And it's like, I don't think we should say that. I don't think that's what it should be. But, he is out of there. Knockout.
Or even if you like in the eighth round or something like that, and then you just hit him, he goes down, he's down.
Somebody said triple play from the 970, which is an exciting play, but to me they're almost kind of lucky. They're often just like
a little bit
line drive, boom, boom, boom. Okay, triple play, cool. But is it the most exciting play in sports?
I don't know. Look, I'd rather see, and maybe this is just, I do wonder how many of these are actually defensive situations.
Right.
We're leaning all offense in a lot of these, and I'm wondering, are we erring in that focus? Are there defensive situations that we're missing? Well, I guess
pick
interception
six.
Return. There you go. Pick six.
Yeah. Pick six.
Like, there's definitely the defense there, right? Yeah. Like, especially, and I do wonder, does it have to be a pick six by the secondary?
No,
sometimes you get the big man.
The big man pick six is the best.
JJ
man.
Here JJ against the Bengals in the postseason.
Yeah, or seeing somebody like a Vince Wilfork just going and going and going and get there. I think he
Fat man touchdown in general is always
exactly.
Fun.
Yeah.
Right. You just get an offensive lineman seeing that the ball is on the ground. Well, I will pick this up and I will take care of this.
Or even last year, last season, remember Andrew Beck? He returned to a kickoff return.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like that. We were
fullback return for a touchdown.
We were super excited because it looked bad. It looked like he kind of fumbled everything. Yeah. And we like, oh Lord, Andrew Beck got the ball and he took it to the house.
You go to the bumbling, stumbling. That feeling. Man.
You know what else? And I just thought of this one because we saw it Saturday, and Metcalf did it as well for Seattle. The rundown. For the hustle rundown.
Yeah.
It was
some guy for the Giants that ran down.
He weighed like 280.
Yeah, he ran. Did he run down? Was it British?
J.J. Taylor?
He ran him. I know he was out of bounds early, but.
I love a good big man.
He ran
hustle.
Him down.
I know
man.
Metcalf is a receiver, but dude, that
was. That was legendary, man. That should have been a pick six.
Yeah.
Shout out to some more baseball ones coming through. 409 says suicide squeeze. Okay. Okay, I'm with you there. 281, I think I agree with this one. Strike them out, throw them out.
Happened to the Astros this week.
Those are pretty exciting. I will not lie in that regard. Chaz McCormick type series saving catch. Yeah, robbing a home run over the wall.
Yeah.
Is really exciting. Depending on the wall too. Like sometimes you see somebody climb up there like Barry or what have you.
Yeah.
Like someone going up or hell, Mauricio Dubon. Running into the wall, obviously not the outcome of that was a little scary, but that was exciting seeing him out in the outfield. And then even yesterday, he had another one of those situations at the wall where he goes up.
Another one I like in baseball is when you think you hit a double and you run around base and you get caught at second.
Oh, yeah.
That one where you grab the ball and like, uh-oh.
Especially from an outfielder put
out. Yes, yes.
The 281 actually said a second ago, I saw that, like the ultra long throw.
Oh yeah, when somebody just puts it on a rope.
Yeah. Like some dude in right field.
He gonna try for two.
No, he isn't.
Yeah. He's out at the plate.
And then of course we'll end here because I think this is a great one. just a goal line stand.
Big time.
Goal line, just stonewalling somebody.
Big time. Yeah.
Like, you need an inch, you need a few, maybe a foot, rather. And we're not giving it to you. We're stonewalling you. That's exciting play. There you go. Yeah. Like, I just got my juices going, man. I'm so excited now. I want to see some.
I like the buzzer beaters, too, man.
Buzzer beater jumpers.
Especially
good too,
in March Madness buzzer beater.
Ooh, if you specify March Madness.
March Madness buzzer 100% beater.
100% because of the stakes. I love that. Yeah. Most exciting play in sports. I don't know that we got to the single, but we enjoyed a lot of the exciting plays in sports. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where Noah Brown, he didn't stay out there on the market yet. We'll talk about that and more next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.